Who's the GOAT?
You know what?
Ogre 2.
Ogre 2.
Ola, maybe tied for second.
Who's third?
Lethal.
Okay. ENIAC. Oh.
I'm
well, I don't even top 50, 100, 200.
I don't even want to go with this. What's good, everybody? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Another episode of the Flycast.
Usually when we have guests on, we have them kick it off with a hip-hop freestyle.
I will not be doing that.
I retired from that as well.
You retired? What shade of paper am I? Like,
what do you mean?
I'm like some cardstock over here. I'm white as hell. That's I'm not doing you that. Are.
What episode is this? 104?
It's so far up there now.
Is this your second podcast ever? We're here with the newest member of Optic, the newest member of our Halo team. He used to go by Penguin, which was probably my favorite gamer tag. And now he goes by Dead Zone. Welcome to the Flycast.
Your new favorite gamer tag.
I don't know.
He made it known as soon as I walked in the door, he preferred the old one.
Really?
That was the first thing he said to me.
The first thing he said to me today was that he weighs 218 pounds.
Mic's in my face. There's hairs on my mic. Yeah, I don't know if I like Dead Zone. Why? Do we start there?
I mean, if you want to.
Well, I think about before these podcasts, if we have a guest, especially if it's someone. Have we had a guest of someone we don't really know like that?
Not really, no.
I feel like everyone that comes on is like a fucking Bose and
a big timer.
Someone we already know.
We had TJ on.
So there's so much to learn about our newest Optic Halo member, Dead Zone. And where do we start? Is there any fucking what's going on? Fuck, Halo's so boring. How do you play?
I've been playing this shit forever.
Still enjoy playing Halo Infinite?
No, I think I enjoy it now more than ever, honestly. I think the game...
He's angry, man. He's just an angry man.
About me just enjoying
You enjoy
the game?
Halo Infinite now? He's teaming with Formal.
People have joy.
No, it's not even just the team. It's like, honestly, like the direction the sandbox has gone, like the updates they've made, they've actually updated the game quite a bit. I just definitely prefer the starting weapon, man. That's like the main
you
thing in Halo, right?
The bandit?
The bandit over the BR. Really? Yeah, 100%. It's free information. It's more skillful. You can keep track of the game better. Everything's less random, you know, especially online.
Let's start. How did you get here?
To Optic Halo?
Is this allowed to be talked about? Like, I don't even know how from SSG you got here.
I mean, you know, it's like that thing. I mean, yeah,
okay.
I got dropped. It's just like that thing. Like, you know, if you don't win, like you're probably going to want to change something up. Right. Yeah. I think Last Worlds was probably the only time where we didn't win, where everyone felt like they didn't want to change it up because we'd only been a team for what? 2 lands. Bound was still an up and comer. Like we wanted to give it the run back. So we did. We failed so many times on SSG.
We were choke artists.
We could have won multiple tournaments and we just choked them all. Like, I don't know. A lot of times it would come down to just hitting the normal rocket and somebody would miss it and we all took turns doing it. So I kind of came to that conclusion with everyone. And I talked about this a little bit on the other podcast with Hex, you know. Basically,
you'll probably mention a bunch of stuff.
I definitely will. It just came down to something's missing, right? Like that was the conversation. Usually, like I'm the one on the team dropping someone else, and people don't really talk to that person because, like, I don't know, they feel awkward or whatever. The whole team came into the call and talked to me about it, and we just kind of came to that same conclusion. And I usually am the odd man out on the team for whatever reason, especially with Kevin and Brayden because they're kind of like a duo, and Bound's like that still up and coming or getting better. So they just wanted to go in that different direction again. It was the same thing that happened in Halo 5. So it was no hard feelings. I knew, obviously, I would get on a good team. I didn't know what one that would be. Obviously, I'm thankful it was this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was only a free agent for 4 hours.
Dude, yeah. I actually didn't know that. I didn't know you gotten dropped.
No, yeah, because, well, I don't know if I... Can I talk about, like, everything that happened?
Talk about everything. If anything's, like, too much, we can edit out.
No, I mean, people want to make changes, whatever. I know Optic, obviously, like Joey, Tommy, and them, they felt like a change was needed. you know, they felt like they underperformed, and that'll happen if you don't win. So they were kind of moving on from Brad, I think, kind of no matter what. Originally, they wanted to pick up Stellar. You know, he just came off the MVP season. Totally understandable.
We'll see how much we can put in this.
Totally understandable. I think they wanted to go that direction, but then, you know, nothing ended up happening there. I think, like, people were supposed to talk, but, like, SSG kind of just made it clear that, you know, it's Stellar. Like, yeah. That's their best player, yeah. Whatever. They want to keep him 100%. I just ended up being the odd man out. They move on from me. They go in another direction of an up-and-comer in Legend, which is kind of crazy, you know, bringing in a player from the EU, because not a lot of, like, EU players get that kind of opportunity.
Fuck no.
So he got, like, the visa, everything. I think he's over here now.
Who is it?
Crazy. Legend. He's like I think he might be 21. He's, like, one of the French players from Quadrant.
That's sick.
Yeah. I think that might be the first European player that's, like,
yeah, European.
Made it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. So. It's crazy you got dropped from SSG. You guys were... Let's talk about SSG for a little bit. You, Stellar, Eco, and Bound.
Yeah.
You guys were so consistent at not winning.
Yeah, that's what I said. I literally said that. We're choke artists.
For whatever reason, we all took turns doing it. I had that last part trolling, even though I guess it is kind of true, but, like, you guys were fucking good. Like... Every time...
Second. I mean, that wears on you.
We had no idea, like, who... Like, if it's Optic versus SSG, I don't know who's going to win. FaZe versus SSG, I don't know who's going to win. You guys will make that... I don't even know if you'd call it an upset. Like, everyone would just call FaZe, Optic, and SSG the top three teams, and we don't really know how shit's going to play out.
Yeah, it's
out.
A fist fight. There's no real upset, whoever wins there.
Like, how many times did you guys make... Or, first off... Was that your favorite team ever so far?
Well, I mean, I guess in terms of success, yeah, for sure.
You've had funner teams?
Well, I've had, like, funner teams.
I could imagine
that
team being...
Business?
Boring.
I imagine that team is all business.
Stellar
is... a lot of business. Yeah. I mean, behind the scenes, they're pretty fun to hang out with. They're pretty funny guys. Yeah, but like I said, I'm the odd man out. We were just on different schedules. I'd be, like, first one on, first one off. They would all get on later, stay on later together. Like,
oh, really?
That kind of thing, yeah. So it just kind of ended up being like that.
What do you think made... I feel like you guys had a different... I mean, maybe I'm tripping, and I'm just looking at it from an old Halo player. But you guys had, like, a different...
Fat.
Dog shit.
Old, wash, fat. Just everything's... Anyway, you guys were, like... I feel like you guys were different. Like, it seemed like you guys played at a faster pace. You guys had really good, like, team... chemistry.
It's like muscle memory. We had great team muscle memory.
Yeah
So, like, if we were unbeatable, but if we weren't, we would just, like, struggle and lose by millimeters.
Like, I feel like I'd look at the Optic roster and the FaZe roster and be like they should win, but you guys were just so good. Not necessarily true, because, like, Stellar could be the best in the game. I don't know. Where do you think Stellar ranks among top what
of Halo Infinite? Top three.
Stellar, Renegade,
Lucid?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who's your top five?
In Halo Infinite?
Yeah.
He's going to make
me, myself, I, Penguin, and Dead Zone.
Where do you put yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, top 10, easily.
Top 10?
Yeah, easily. Okay.
He's going to make you keep going until you say him.
Where would I fall?
Top 200, top 4.
We'll get back to the old days, and we'll mention me a little bit.
Wait, so what did who did Renegade leave to go to FaZe for? Was that SSG?
Well, yeah, he went to FaZe, but it wasn't.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't with Snakebite and World 2 and Frosty yet, because they were selling Sentinels.
Oh,
so he joined
FaZe.
Then after that first World season, FaZe, like, I don't know if Sentinels was just released or they bought him out or whatever, then that roster joined John on FaZe.
I'm trying to remember all the roster changes. Were you the replacing player for Shotzi?
When Shotzi
left Splice, did you join?
No, because, like, Halo kind of had, like, a down period. Like,
oh,
we went
okay,
back to
right,
Halo
right,
MCC,
right.
People made terrible teaming decisions in Halo 3. Terrible ones, just based off of, like,
I totally forgot.
So stupid. They basically made teams based off of what happened 10 years prior in Halo 3, which is so dumb because, like, people get better, like, obviously, and whatever. So that was just dark period. I basically replaced Shotzi,
Let's bring Maniac.
I mean, we could go back
Shotzi,
to that.
He was good. And...
But I mean, honestly, they probably would pick you up in Halo 3 over Shotzi at that time period. People were making, I'm telling you, the most rogue decisions.
Was it bad though?
What, because, Halo 3?
Well, I don't know if people know this, but after Halo 5, there was a, what, like 2 years of Halo 3?
2 years? Was it really that long?
Maybe
it...
Well, so they did like, yeah, they did like Halo 3 for like a year and some, holy and then shit. And then Halo Reach came out on PC, and they did that, and then they did H2A, but then they went back to Halo 5. So we were just like making the rounds.
I remember. Oh,
we were just making the rounds.
Back.
Really?
Yeah.
What the
hell? I forgot.
We went back to Halo 5 during COVID because it was the best one online.
Yeah. I forgot that like Reach came out and like Summit was playing.
He was playing like, yeah,
he was playing with
playing
like PJ and Royal 2.
Yeah, he's playing with everyone.
It was crazy time.
And then he just started roasting it.
Yeah. Then,
did you go to those tournaments during that down time?
Of like me? Like
after
Halo 3?
Halo 5?
Well, I mean, yeah,
Halo
I did.
3, Halo Reach.
I did. Me and Trippy did. But like, you know, Tommy, like Lucid, he just streamed Halo 5 and whatever. So like some people went, some people didn't. If you liked Halo 3, you played it. If you didn't, you probably didn't play it. But yeah. That's why also people were making rogue decisions.
What's your favorite Halo?
Mine?
Yeah.
For what purpose? Like multiplayer?
What's your favorite
Halo 5?
Halo? No!
No, like for... Dude, if Halo 5 was on PC, that'd be like goated.
Why?
So good.
Do you think...
It's just got... It's got... You have to have a good shot, but you also have to have a really good movement. It's
did
like
Halo
both.
5 feel heavy to you?
Oh, 100%. Especially okay. Living in Seattle. Yeah.
I'm just making sure
I can't believe we're here still talking about how heavy Halo 5 feels.
Dude, I don't know what it was.
It's the variable resolution desyncing your game from the monitor.
Whatever.
And also, it's like a fighting game. Like, you know how in fighting games online, they feel like crap? Yeah, like, you have that big delay, right?
Yeah.
It's because, like, they have to, like, sync everything up so you can actually see what's happening in real time. I'm pretty sure Halo 5 did the same thing, but it's an FPS. And when you're trying to aim at something, that just feels horrible. Like, spring jumping was a mechanic. Spring jump timing was based on, like, the server you would get. So if your server was crap, you would have to jump later and input later. And it was just terrible.
See, I never even got to that part.
I know that because I'm obsessed.
I played 1 year of Halo 5, and by the time I stopped...
You were so good. You were horrible.
I was not horrible.
I'll never forget that one. No, there's a hilarious series. Were you a part of that where you guys replayed that flag game like 20 times?
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
They replayed a flag game like 20 times. People kept choking in the last like 30 seconds.
It was...
And they kept making them do full replays.
The one in Burbank?
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, and then you finally won it?
Finally.
Yeah, and I don't even know what that was for.
You and Brad,
I think that was for like
up.
Top 8 or something.
That was just to stay in the league.
Yeah, I think that was the like, yeah, what was it, like last chance qualifier?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, because top 4, it was relegation.
Dude, I
because top 4 got to play in the actual tournament. It was terrible format. Top 4 got to play, and then 6th or 7th, 8th played 9-10 for relegation for a spot in Pro League.
Why was that so bad?
Because,
do
I mean,
you
probably didn't have passion for the game.
And being like, he's bad.
Well, it's because,
or is it just like you could just see
way too many drugs back then.
Well, I was on hella Adderall,
like,
but
way
doesn't
too
that make
many.
You better?
No, it doesn't.
It makes people so like, you know, whatever. It'll make some people play good. It makes most people terrible, to be honest.
It makes most people think that they're playing well
because they're like
not.
Focused, right. But they're like.
I've
doing
had teammates
everything.
Come to me after tournaments, be like, "Let's drop this guy," and I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? You played like shit."
Really?
Yeah, dude.
But like their stats will be decent.
No, their stats aren't
like
even
it literally
decent. Their stats aren't even decent. They hit like 1-4 shot and they think they're a god or something. I don't know.
Adderall like changes your perspective of like what you like. I've had teammates like that like just take hella Adderall and like their shot looks good, but it was like, dude, it's almost like you like weren't even
you have
on
to just
the,
be a good player.
Mat.
You just have to be a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like I don't even think in 09 Nats when I won, I don't think I was on Adderall. And like people.
Where were you in 2009?
Playing Halo 3 in the living room.
Homeschooled,
maybe?
What was your first Halo?
Well, we had the original Xbox, so Halo 1 and Halo 2, but we only played like split screen on the CRT.
Damn, Halo was your life?
Yeah.
What were you doing before Halo?
Video games. Other video games? Super Nintendo.
What was your favorite video game?
Super Punch Out for the SNES.
Super Punch?
Super Punch Out.
Super
you know,
punch
like Mike Tyson's
Mike
Punch
Tyson
Out
yeah.
on the NES, but then there's Super Punch Out on the SNES.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Wow.
I've heard of Mike Tyson's Punch Out, but I've never heard of the other one.
I love the one on the SNES one is definitely better, I think.
Wait, how old are you?
26. Dude. 97. A lot of 97 pros, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that
like
was like
all
the year where a
age.
Bunch of people came up during Halo 5. Frosty, Stellar, yeah, Trippy, yeah. Suspector, Commonly.
Is this what it is? I forgot. Meatheads.
Meathead. Super Punch Out, baby.
Super Punch Out.
Okay. Wait, yeah. So is this like the first Looks game like, yeah. in your memories that you remember growing up and like being addicted to?
I guess one of, yeah. For sure.
What was another one besides this?
I mean, like, you know, Game Boy games like Pokemon and
Pokemon.
All that.
So
Legend of Zelda
and 64. You just bought... I saw that you posted receipts of buying like an old Game Boy.
No, or it was like me thinking about it.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, you got a
Game Boy now is like $120.
Well,
Pokemon Red's like $120. I'm like, I'm gonna spend $260 total plus shipping, fucking, and probably play this once and never play it again.
Nah, the 3DS when they released on that was god tier, but I don't even think they sell it on there anymore.
The 3DS.
Yeah, 3DS.
Dude, I don't know. I have this like handheld that plays all Game Boy games.
Is that thing legit?
Like with an actual cartridge or like?
Yeah, with the cartridge.
Is it the Analog Pocket?
Analog Pocket, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I have an Analog Pocket.
They're so cool.
Dude, they're sick.
No, they're so cool.
Look up Analog Pocket. It's like the Apple.
Yeah, it's the Apple version of the Game Boy.
What, and it just has like every game on it?
No, you can just play. Well, you can put it on an SD card and put it in the side of the...
You can emulate. It can be an emulator, but it also actually plays the real cartridges.
Go down to the right. Right. Well, the one with the black and the white. Top, up, left, there. There. No, left, there. That. It looks like... Doesn't it look like a...
Yeah, no, it does.
I swear I saw something on the TikTok shop... That has just like every game.
I get that.
Sell those too.
Yeah. I get that thing. Is that real?
I don't know.
They're just emulated games.
Yeah,
it's just an emulator. I mean, it's the same thing if you plug an SD card into that, but without the ability to play the real game.
So it's not the real game you're playing.
On this one, you can play the real game if you have it. That's what makes this one different.
This one, you can actually the cartridge in. The one that you're talking about,
you just an emulator.
Yeah, it's just like, an emulator. Yeah.
Damn, you've been a gamer your whole life, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Have we all been gamers?
At this point, who hasn't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't? If you're 25 or under, for sure.
Bro, imagine being born now and being able to play, like...
Holy shit, it's
Fortnite.
Yeah, all the people play now is, like, phone games.
Are they fucked?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the kids try to beat the first level of Super Mario Bros.? It's sad.
What?
It's really sad.
Really? What is it?
That's a great idea.
There's, like, a video of, like, kids trying to beat the first level of Super Mario Bros. On the NES, and they can't beat it.
That just shows how easy games are.
Their mind is just like
the game
warped.
Plays itself to a different. It's just like tap.
Yeah.
Then if they get on Fortnite, they're just fucking. Gosh.
Some of them are cracked if they play Fortnite.
Yeah, but like games nowadays, like especially like Pokemon games, I think, dude, they're so easy in comparison to like.
There's
what
no adversity in them.
Yeah. Like, I played the new Pokemon whenever it came out, and I got a Farfetch, and I learned Brick Break, and I one shot everything. Man.
Dude, I tried playing some of those for the Switch. It was just so Weenie Hut Jr.
Yeah,
they were so free.
If you destroy your guy that you're fighting, all of your Pokemon level up.
I know
all of the Pokemon.
It's instant EXP.
They don't know what it was like.
Even Power World. Have y'all played Power World?
I haven't
at
played
all?
Power World. Nah.
They just like level up together.
They level up together.
Yeah, I hate that.
And fuck, there's something else.
At least make the grind real.
Right.
At least make me have to grind for it.
I was in the back pew at church like this.
There's
just grind,
dude. There's settings on Power World.
Too small for that.
There's settings on Power World to where you can set it like a 10 times multiplier to level up. Like there's so many like
you can just cheat.
Yeah. Literally, like there's cheats in the fucking menu. And I remember back in the day just dying, not having enough potions, having to run it back against Brock.
Yeah.
You had to run it back against Brock? Hold on. Hold on. This guy definitely picked Charmander.
But you know what? I like picking like regular ass Pokemon and just like taking them with me through the whole game.
Dude,
have
you ever heard of a Nuzlocke?
Rattata.
Do you know what a Nuzlocke is?
Oh, dude,
I
love Nuzlocke.
What is that?
So a Nuzlocke is when you grab your Pokemon, you have your Pokemon. And I mean, there's different ways to play it, but basically, if your Pokemon faints, you have to release him into the wild.
It dies.
It dies. Like you can't use him again. So like,
what
makes the game really hard?
It like makes it game harder.
You add that to like Pokemon Red, or
what? So you can Nuzlocke any Pokemon game.
How do you? What is it? Like, what do you, like, plug your thing in and download a program
or
something?
No, no,
like,
no. You just...
It's a set of rules.
It's just a rule set. So, like, if you're playing and you pick Charmander and you catch a Pidgey, if your Pidgey dies against Brock, then whenever you get to the PC, you have to release Pidgey to the
wild. You don't
get
to use Pidgey anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and there's a lot of rules generally.
There's a lot of different rules, but
so many Pokemon.
You can catch one Pokemon per route, encounter. Yeah.
There's
if
a couple.
They die, you release.
There's
it.
A bunch of different like rules that you can implement, but that's like the base. The it's basically like hardcore Pokemon.
And
it's pretty fun.
They do have modded versions of the game to make it way harder, and then you follow those rules, and it actually gets kind
of
crazy.
I did play some modded version of Pokemon in like 2020.
Pokemon MMO.
I think that was it. I think I bought like a Team Rocket outfit. I forget
really?
What like Pokemon World it was. Replicating, but that shit was kind of fun. And I don't know if like you said earlier, I was about to buy Pokemon Red, but I just didn't know if I would get it and then go to play and just like I buy it for the nostalgia, but then when I actually play it, if I'd just be bored as shit.
See, it's Pokemon Red is weird. Red, Blue, Yellow, they're weird because they're so good, they're so ahead of their time. But when you go back and play it, it does sometimes feel like it's like time is crawling.
Yeah, you're crawling.
Because
that's the one you have to actually grind.
There's
in.
No running shoes, and you have to get a bicycle. So like, your little character is like walking everywhere.
Yeah,
cruising. I love Gen 2. Big Gen 2 guy.
Yeah, yeah. Gen 2 had running shoes, right? I think.
No,
Gen...
it also had the bicycle.
What is that?
I just love Gen 2 though. That's
purple.
Awesome. Gen 2?
Pokemon.
Silver and gold?
Silver, gold, and crystal? Purple. I don't think they've made a purple.
I think I played gold. I think that's about when I quit
gold.
Gold.
Did y'all keep going after that?
It's like,
I went up to Gen 5.
Feraligatr and all. Feraligatr.
Love Feraligatr the goat.
Yeah.
Feraligatr's the goat.
You kept grinding through Gen 5?
Yeah. So like Gen 5 was the last
what
Pokemon
are the colors?
Game?
Like it's red, blue, or...
Oh, you want to...
Garlic?
Red, blue, yellow.
Green.
Then silver, gold.
Silver, crystal. Gold.
Then it goes crystal,
ruby, sapphire, emerald, diamond, pearl, platinum.
And did you get all
white
and
black?
These?
White, black.
Oh
white, white, black.
I don't know about after that. I know they had white, black too.
White,
and
black,
then.
And then there's X, X, Y.
X, Y.
And then there's...
Did you grind these as well, Hitch?
I only went up to five.
I've only played like four of them. But I've played Pokemon Yellow like six times. Like I've finished
like,
the game
like
six
10
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that one and then Silver, Soul Silver.
Oh, those were the remakes.
Yeah,
are
the
so
remakes
good.
Of Silver and Gold are fucking incredible.
They're
what's,
so expensive.
What's
now
the
too?
Best Pokemon?
The best
game.
Pokemon game? I would say Soul Silver.
Yeah.
What?
I love that. I
not
love Soul
red
Silver. Heart, Soul Silver and
or
Heart
Blue?
Gold.
No.
I love Gen 2, and that the remakes came out in Gen 4, so like Soul Silver and Heart Gold are just crack.
Dude, Soul Silver and Heart Gold are the best ones. If
your Pokemon
you ever
follows
play
you around,
one,
never even
you should play. That. You should play those.
I need
if you can
some,
find
I've
them.
Been playing
if you
Clash
can find
Royale.
Them.
Have oh. I told you this?
I don't think I've
like
ever played
like on the toilet
them.
And shit.
No, just like in bed for 6 hours.
You've been playing
for six
Clash,
hours.
Clash Royale for 6 hours. Fuck. Why don't you stream it?
I'm like playing on my phone. I don't really know how to do that.
Oh, it's really easy.
Have you ever played Clash Royale?
No. You played in bed for 6 hours.
Who do you play with?
Every day.
Every day?
Who do you play with?
Sleep.
Random? Solo queue?
Solo. That's my fucking life now. This solo queue.
We need to get this
shout
guy back in the office.
Squad.
Get this guy back in the office.
I played. I need something. What do you do besides Halo Infinite?
Yeah, people always ask me that. I mean.
Do you play Codenames?
What's
I don't even know what that
in,
is.
What's a day in the life?
Right now?
Besides, let's not do today. Let's just do. Just a regular scrim day.
Oh, I mean, the last, like... Well, so, like, last season, that was different. Like, when I lived here... So, like, my fiancé still lives in Seattle, which sucks ass. Long distance sucks ass. So, like, I was just super depressed. I wouldn't do anything last year. But, like, this year, I'm trying to, like, change that. So, like, that was part of the gamer tag change, too, right? Like, just a reminder for me to get better every day. I've lost, like, 30 pounds since Worlds. I probably wake up... I try to go to the gym. I go to the gym with Trippy every day because he lives 2 doors down from me. So, we do that.
Hit
I get
apartment
on
gym or
we'll go to LA Fitness or the apartment gym depending on like time constraint or whatever. Right. Yeah, we'll go to the gym, shower, get on, try to warm up for like an hour, scrim, maybe watch some of that, and then honestly just hang out with Lydia the rest of the night and then repeat.
How long have you lived here?
So I moved here during last season because playing from Seattle is fucking horrible. Like, it was 78 ping versus professionals is unplayable. So back in April of last year, I moved here and I asked Joey where he lived because Joey is one of my best friends in Halo. You know, a lot of times you have your team, you don't talk to anyone. Joey's like one of the few people I would kind of talk to. So I just did that and I moved here and it was definitely a lot better. I know Stellar moved here too and then immediately kind of just turned around and went home.
Yeah.
I think he still has an apartment.
Stellar moved in with Flamesword.
Right? Yeah.
And like,
I would see them occasionally.
Stellar is very quiet and kind of seems like a mama's boy.
A little bit.
Not trying to say that negatively.
He just likes his routine. I think that's part of his routine. Like he loves his dogs. His dogs were at home too.
Yeah, he moved here.
I totally get it.
I think I worked out with him like one time.
We saw you running down the trail, and you completely missed us, me and Joey.
Really?
Yeah. This guy was locked in on the run.
Yeah. I probably was.
He said, Nick?
Did I look cool running?
I mean, cooler than I would look running.
Flapping everywhere.
Nah.
Did I look like an athlete?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny. I'll give you the max right now.
Huh?
How did I look?
I'll give you a max contract right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm
that's just a funny thing to say.
Wait, so you changed let's get into this. You changed your gamer tag from Penguin to Dead Zone because did you look at it?
I also
like,
hate Penguin as a gamer tag. It's Weenie Hut Junior status. It's like a little kid gamer tag. Penguin. You know how many people I know that were named Penguin?
That's what makes it cool. I think everyone disagrees with you.
Actually they don't. I got surprisingly a lot of positive feedback.
Well, I mean what I
they're lying.
I mean, my dad told me straight up, like, I hate it, so I respect that. But no, other people have told me they actually like it.
I don't know, I was always a Penguin fan. Why did you make that change? And I know you said a little bit you changed it because
that other gamer tag is also cursed.
Okay.
Outside of not even making
said you were depressed,
just cursed. Yeah,
like did you look at this like a fresh this is the new me
in a sense? Yeah, just like, yeah, I mean it's like just something I can change, right?
You change that, now you're
I'm not gonna change my name, so
now you hit the gym, now you drop, you lost how much?
Like about 30 pounds.
Damn. Are you like eating clean?
Way cleaner. I mean, I obviously like I'll have some things here and there. Like, I still drink energy drinks. I'll have a soda occasionally.
Do you get depressed living this gaming life? What?
I don't know. He thinks it's funny.
He thinks mental health is funny.
No, I don't.
No, I mean, at times I definitely did, like, for sure. I mean, your schedule is kind of whack. But living in Seattle was the worst because, like, there's never any sun.
There's no sun.
Like, you can't even go outside.
Seattle seems depressing. Why'd you live there?
It's so depressing. I mean, that's just where I was born and raised.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it, like, when it's nice out. If it's a warm, sunny day, which is, like, twice a year, Seattle's the best place ever. If it's not, it's kind of terrible.
Remember 90% the first time I went to Seattle, I was like, I could live here.
But you probably went on that one or two days. That's crazy.
It was just a great day. Yeah. And then the second time I went, I was like,
this is terrible.
Yeah, never mind. It was during Worlds. Dude, it was so cold.
Oh, was that second Worlds or first?
The Worlds that our guys won.
The first.
The first one, yeah.
It was so rainy. The first one wasn't even as bad, dude. The second one... Oh my God.
I didn't go to
the homeless problem was really bad in Seattle. The second one, they had like a homeless person street market, and I had to walk through it to get to Target. That's
a fucking zombie land.
No, it's like an apocalypse.
It really is.
Alexis was telling me that she was trying to walk. She went there for like a job. She was trying to walk, and the people were doing the
lean over.
10 to 15 liters.
Yeah.
Bro, I've seen homeless people in every city, but Seattle's diffy, dude.
I wonder why.
Is this like a just recent thing?
Wait, isn't
COVID
Seattle?
COVID hit. They defunded the police. Now they don't have enough people to police the homeless, and they just kind of let them do whatever they want.
Is that not dangerous?
Super dangerous.
I feel like Seattle is such a like respected, known city.
I mean,
or is it not?
Does not
it,
anymore.
Every time someone mentions Seattle, they're like, oh, Seattle's so beautiful. And
Seattle was like...
Pre-2020.
I'm like,
2020 Seattle
fucking
was like,
sucks.
It sucks.
Seattle was like one of the hubs where like all of the shit like went down in 2020. Whenever the world went crazy.
Yeah, a bunch of shit went down. The drug problem was off the charts.
All the
it already was before that.
Riots and homelessness and all that.
Yeah, we're third.
So were you? Good God.
We're third, and we have one of the biggest drug problems.
Seattle is third in the U.S. for homeless population.
Jesus.
What is first? And New York has 76,000 homeless.
Shout out to New York City, bro.
Jesus. And that
but it's,
small,
it's first at like
ass.
Seven times the amount. That's crazy. That's the drop off on that is crazy.
LA,
actually, looking
too.
At that.
LA.
But it's
yeah.
crazy. New I mean, York, New York, LA. I get it. LA, I get it. And then Seattle third. That's like, I just don't look at Seattle like that. Did you didn't grow up like in the city,
no,
right? You grew up
no.
like how far outside of Seattle?
Like 30 minutes. But that's, I mean, that's all it takes, really. Like, you drive 15 minutes or like 20 minutes to Bellevue. Bellevue's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it, what's there to do in Seattle? Is there fish. Certain Seattle stuff you did growing up? Did you fish and shit or you just game?
I pretty
it
much
was
just
shitty
gamed,
weather,
man.
So you stay inside.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just a gamer. Dude, if we were going on vacation, I'd bring my CRT with me.
That's, I mean, same. I did that too.
Yeah, I'd take one chair out of the minivan, put the CRT in.
So it starts with.
I'd fly to Arizona with my fucking Xbox 360.
So are you a Seahawks fan?
By birth. I'm not really a big football fan, but yeah. I mean, I'm a Seahawks fan.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Basketball. Love basketball.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Until when?
Seattle.
Sophomore year of high school?
Founders.
Damn.
That's yeah. when I just started playing Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, me too.
Who's the basketball team?
Supersonics.
Supersonics.
Rest in peace.
What are they
yeah,
now?
They, do they have a team anymore?
They were the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wait, what?
They're like, we're not going to move the team. Bought the team, moved the team.
That's, so Seattle doesn't have a basketball
doesn't
team.
Have one,
they
yeah.
want one really bad, yeah.
Were you good at basketball?
Well, I mean, I was.
Did you think you
my
could
coach
go to college
hated me.
For it?
Nah, but my coach hated me because, like, yes, yes, I was good at basketball, but I was super lazy and, like, fat, like, pretty fat. So, like, I would just not try and practice. Then we'd scrimmage, and he's like, now you can, like, run all of a sudden? Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on here? Mm-hmm. I remember freshman year, we had, like, a free throw shooting, like, fundraiser thing. Like, people would pledge an amount per free throw you made out of 100. I think I lost to a senior, and I was a freshman. I made, like, 88. I think he made like 91
out of 100.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We would play like, you know, bump or whatever. People can't shoot free throws, so they just like throw the ball at the backboard as hard right. as they can. I would just shoot the free throw and make it.
Yeah.
Just to get people out.
Damn. 88 out of 100. I don't think
it's
I was
a free throw.
I was a shit shooter though. Something about
I had
it.
No I
was...
range. I had a mid range game like no other. But 3-point, yeah, nah, I couldn't shoot a 3-pointer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude,
I was not good at shooting.
Now when I try to shoot a three, I'm like, dude, did they change the basket? Like,
did they change the sport?
Did they make it higher?
Dude,
yes.
Dude, I feel like
yes.
I am like throwing the ball.
It's bad.
That's how
I. And
feel,
I used to,
yeah.
in the YMCA. I was like 15, 13, like just. If you're feeling a little achy and tense from your recent ranked grind, VeriHeal is committed to helping you access the medical cannabis you need with ease. VeriHeal platform is super simple to use. Just sign up, talk to a doctor, get approved, and that's pretty much it. Before you queue up your next match, the MMJ card will be on its way, unlocking exclusive access to the limitless resources and serious savings, all from the comfort of your own home. Ready to get started? Go to verihil.com/optic. That's verihiel.com/optic for 30% or for $30 off your first medical cannabis card. Verihil.com makes relief easy.
I just got a gym membership at LA Fitness. And like sometimes at the end, my girl will like go stretch or do abs or something, and I'll go shoot around. It feels, it's like embarrassing.
Yeah. How bad you are?
Yeah. It's like, it's so crazy.
I did that recently too. Definitely did not maintain that skill.
But then yeah. I think it's been 17 years since
decade.
I played.
Yeah. That's a minute.
Damn. Time is.
Nah, I fucking love basketball. That's like the one sport I'll watch some of the regular season games. Otherwise, I really only watch
yeah,
like
I watch
playoff
LeBron.
Stuff.
Really.
LeBron. And that's it.
Really just LeBron. It.
Just LeBron.
He checks out. You just turn away from the TV.
Fuck, man. Time is passing. Does it feel like time's passing? Do you ever think to yourself, like, what the fuck
like
am I
like a fucking
doing?
Snail's pace. I mean, sometimes.
At a snail's pace?
Yes, dude.
Life ain't
he's
going
competing.
Fast enough for you?
He's competing.
Yeah, I can now.
Trying to relate.
It's my own fault.
It's once the retirement happens, that's when you're like, wait, it's been 6 years since I've retired?
And I've done nothing. I've like just hanging out stuff.
We're all just hanging out on this floating space rock.
We really are. It's just a rock. It's a cold, dense rock that has lava in the middle, floating through cold nothingness. Welcome.
An infinite amount of nothingness.
An infinite amount. An infinite keeps amount. Getting more.
Yeah,
infinite.
Whatever the fuck infinite means.
Halo.
Infinite Halo. No Halo.
What would you be doing? What would you be doing? Did you go to college?
No.
Did no you graduate?
College. High school? Yeah.
What would you be doing if you didn't? Like, did you have a roadmap of where your life was going to go or things in your head you wanted to be? If, like, because I knew I was really good at Halo, but I didn't really see, like, this is going to be my job. I'll eventually join Optic. And, like, I had my, in my head, like, I'm going to be, like, a nutritionist or maybe a personal trainer, psychiatrist, or, like, what? Did you have any of those dreams outside of Halo player?
I mean, I always assumed I would go to college, but then, you know, I mean, you, obviously you, like, played in a different era, right? It wasn't as feasible to go pro and just make it your living forever, right?
Yeah, fuck no.
Now, with the way esports has gone, especially, like, as I'm kind of almost getting out of high school, they're pumping a ton more money into it. Esports are kind of blowing up a little bit. I go pro still in high school, like, senior year. So, I mean, that kind of just became the thing. If not, I don't think I had, like, a real job or goal or whatever, but just go to college, become something. I was always good at math, so maybe, like, an accountant, something with numbers, something like that. But, yeah. I was always the C student that got a 98 on the test. Can't do homework, but
I could see that.
Yeah,
see,
I was
the
maybe
but
D
I feel like
student.
Accountant, you have to do your homework.
Whatever failing kinda, yeah. was, I was right above that. And then maybe one class I fail.
Yeah, I failed math 1 year, and they put me in summer school. And
summer school was kind of fun.
Well, so, like, my summer school, they only had us come in, like, twice. We just had to do the lessons ourselves or whatever. I remember I did no homework the whole summer. I'm like, well, I have to do this 3 days before. I did, like, 70 math lessons. It's, like, 2,100 math problems in, like, 3 days. I get there, and she looks at it all, and she's like, what were you supposed to be doing? I told her Algebra 3. She's like, I just had to do all of pre-cal. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I skipped Algebra 3 and pre-cal in one summer, like, in 3 days. So I was that guy. Just horrible student.
So you're a little,
can't study.
You're one of those little genius fucks.
I'm just I'm a really good short-term memory little shit, yeah.
How does that affect your Halo?
I don't know.
What kind of Halo player do you think you are? Like a smart overall?
A Halo player?
Yeah, but there's
I'm
like...
a pure Halo player.
Who's the GOAT?
You know what I...
Ogre 2.
Ogre 2.
Ola, maybe tied for second.
Who's third?
Lethal.
Okay. Maniac. Oh.
I'm not.
Well,
I don't even.
Top 50, 100,
I don't even.
200.
I don't even
want to go with this.
About fucking being up there. It is kind of. There was a huge discussion, Ogre 2 or Lethal as the GOAT. But you
listen,
say Ogre 2.
Listen, man.
What about. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Obviously, you grew up in Halo for a long time. I'm sure, like, as a youngin', you were a fan
watching,
of some of
yeah.
these guys. Ogre 2, I looked it up once, and me, Dad, I'm not even gonna have you try to calculate this. But,
that's fucked up.
All right.
I think by 2007, he had, like, 33 wins. How
I was
much
10
of
years
that,
old in that moment.
How much of that do we count, though? Because after that,
he's our...
After that, he
I
won,
mean, we
like...
Can, do we can sit here and discount anything we want?
I mean, we count it as wins. Like winning in 2006 was fucking hard. Like
winning in 2009,
you're playing against Carbon.
Damn near impossible to win.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's just
too many good players.
But I look at like the amount of time Lethal dominated and was staying in the top two and winning events versus like the best of the best of gamers there ever was.
Here's the thing: if Tugger didn't beat TJ a few times, I could understand it.
The thing about Tugger.
But didn't he beat TJ? Like in like X Games and shit?
Probably. I don't really remember.
Him and Snipedown, right? Him and Snipedown beat TJ at X Games.
I don't know.
Am I crazy?
I don't think he won like Halo 5.
Am I crazy? Who won the X Games? When like TJ
it was
put
like,
it
I think
it was
like
Lunchbox,
Roy,
Snipedown, and Commonly.
Oh, okay.
Roy Lunch sniped down at Commonly.
I thought he won a few times in Halo 5.
But I don't just
nah,
the
that's
Halo.
When, that's like that was the that was Tugger like the, end.
The Halo yeah. competition oh, okay. from like
I don't I think he went to one regionals and got top 16.
Oh, I thought he won a Halo 5 event. Never mind.
No, he didn't win a Halo 5 event.
The Halo 5 competition from 2005 or 2004 to like 2007 was just like so minimal. I think they even have some 2003 wins.
Count it.
So it's like, are we counting? Count
yes, we're counting it.
Bill Russell's the GOAT.
So that's what I'm saying. But in like other sports, it doesn't work that way. Because I think I look at Ogre 2 like he is the Bill Russell. But as far as like,
don't tell Puckett that.
Towards
man.
Later in his and Tom is
my
guy.
Tom
three, is my guy.
Reach. I don't know.
Tom is my guy. He'll pop in my chat every now and then. But like,
if Ola was still playing, I'd have Ola number one.
See, I can see that because when Ola was that guy.
You didn't want
to play against him. He was annoying as fuck to play against. Like he
a god.
Randomly dominate. Anyone who picks him up gets better. And it just, I look at Ogre 2 like that was not the Ogre 2 in its last like few years of playing. Like he was always the worst on the team. It's not that he played bad, but he was like the worst on the team. His teammates were fucking gods. And so, like, he got, man, I feel bad because I feel
just raising
like,
everyone up.
I feel
know.
Like I'm just shitting on everyone.
Just making everyone so
and,
good.
And Tugger, he is, it's so weird. He's like the Michael Jordan, but he's also like the Bill Russell.
Bill Jordan.
And then Jordan. I think Lethal is more so like a Michael Jordan.
Look, man, if Walshy said he's the GOAT, he's the GOAT.
I mean, but of course, Walshy says
that. Yeah, all the old heads are going to say.
If Pistola comes back right now and gets top four at any event, I'll put him at the GOAT.
Right
like,
now. No, like,
then he'll be Michael Jordan because he retired.
I think Ola might be like Kobe Bryant.
Michael Jordan is never going to say that LeBron or fucking
I think
Russell,
Ola's Ogre 2's number one.
Who?
Ola is Ogre 2's number one, I think. All right, you think he was?
Really?
Yeah.
Probably. He was a fucking wizard. Who was your...
the wizard.
Who was your... Also, I'm sorry, Tom. I really am trying to critically think. You know, it's hard for me, but I'm trying to just.
I guess we got to discount him now because every time I get on Twitch, his stream is like, what is it?
League of Legends?
No, he's playing Halo. He's playing Halo Infinite, but it's something about being a coal miner, being a plumber.
Being a plumber.
Oh, he's
plumber. Like 37-year-old plumber.
He's the plumber.
Bro, it's crazy. He's 37.
How old is Walshy?
He's going to be turned. I think Walshy's like 39.
Is wow. he?
Dude's going to be 40. Oh my God! Who was
Well, she's the fucking
who were some
goat.
Of your? When did you get into this scene? As far as like watching,
I mean Halo 3. I went back and watched a lot of the Halo 2 stuff after getting into it for
like
Halo
the
3.
Shit that
but,
was on like ESPN and.
Well, I don't know if Halo 3 was. Halo 2 was for sure.
Halo 2, yeah.
But no, I got really into it during Halo 3.
Who were some of your favorite players
in order? Pistola was my favorite. Lunchbox close second. And
why
then,
Lunch and not Roy?
Because I'm a Halo player.
You understand it?
Yeah. Like, it's like doing the dirty work and getting none of the credit. I'll be
like,
the guy that
like
gives...
That if,
I'll be the guy that gives Lunchbox credit.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait, who else?
And then Neighbor, because he's my local. And he had, like, a really nice snipe.
What
is he
think
the one
about...
who grabbed the oddball before it fell off?
Yeah.
Is that against you?
No.
Who's that against?
That was against... Clutch, APG,
yeah.
Toxic, and Destiny.
You gotta jump off with that, man. Nah, that's
you gotta
iconic.
Jump off with that,
and then you just
man.
Hear Bravo. You just hear Bravo. Is... You just hear Bravo yell, Mason, God.
Dude, that was insane.
Bring that up. That clip is nasty.
Would you ever team with someone that plays like Neighbor?
I did team with Neighbor.
How was that?
Terrible. Mason, you suck.
Bro.
Mason, you suck ass.
Bro, he has the weirdest.
You're the worst teammate.
He has the weirdest playstyle, like,
wait,
of
why?
All time.
What's his playstyle?
Flank.
Dude, no. You want me to tell you about one of his
stay
flanks?
Stay alive and find the sniper.
Yeah. No, I'll never forget when I teamed with him. This is obviously like 10 years past Halo 3 or 7 or 8 years past Halo 3. This is during
past
MCC.
His prime.
So yeah, past his prime, whatever. I'll just never forget. I'm like, they're going to pull our flag. It's Narrows. He's our flag BR. So flag's right here. He's our flag BR right here. I'm like, they're going to pull our flag. So he just has to come right here and start shooting the guy. Homie turns around, goes to our backstage, runs to our fucking cannon, starts pushing up. He's the last one alive. Starts pushing up cannon to snipe, and then flags all the way at their snipe all of a sudden. I'm just like, what the What the fuck was that?
Dude, neighbor has...
that was the most insane flank I've ever seen. They're pulling our flag. They capped our flag. You got our snipe. Nice.
Okay, so maybe that was your worst teammate of all time.
I don't know if he was my worst teammate of all time, but that was just hilarious.
I teamed with neighbor as well, and like he was like some of the shit I'd see him do online.
He had some crazy shots.
Like, he would hit some crazy shots. But I remember it was me, neighbor, Cloud, and Clutch.
That's a squad.
And I think we got like top fucking 12 or something.
Wow, you guys are shit.
And neighbor just like. I think neighbor was like,
up to?
I
Holy
think
fuck.
Neighbor was like chasing girls and like he just
have you seen,
always like.
Can we bring the intro to
drunk.
the neighbor hysteria montage up? Somebody said chasing girls. Can we bring that intro up?
Wait, can we see the neighbor
hysteria duotage intro?
Duotage.
Oh, is that where they're with the Dr. Pepper girls?
That's where there was. That's where they're doing something.
Straight ripping
was fucking the Dr. Pepper. This is like as a youngin, I'm like, dude, straight ripping's fucking the Dr. Pepper chicks.
Oh, we got ads.
Neighbor and hysteria, like fucking the chicks at the bars.
They're the fucking Halo guys.
Is this it?
Stride.
But neighbor
gun.
Was an interesting.
Is this the cringy ass intro? There's like a cringe intro.
I mean, it's got to be this one, right?
I think it might be. It's got to be.
Like hysteria driving a. What car did like a Camaro or something, wasn't he? And had like a girl in the hood of his car.
Is that what this is?
Man, this is fucking art.
Dude,
this is
no.
Art.
This is the cringiest shit
Please
I've ever seen.
Learn. Pro gamer. Gamer glasses.
This changing is definitely the way you look at pro gamer.
Yeah, dude, what is this shit?
That's so hard. No, wait,
dude.
This is so hard.
This is why neighbor was the fucking
He's
man.
Tossing
He's
tossing
like, I'm in a cold sweat getting shit on by snipe down? Like, what's going on here?
By T-squared.
Oh,
dude,
it's
pain.
So good.
Pain. Dude, stop.
Yes.
Hysteria? What's he having a fucking nightmare about?
Okay. I don't know.
Ninja,
I can hear him
ninja
screaming right now.
Me pulling host over
ninja
him in Halo 2.
That's actually so good.
No, he's playing.
They're just having cool. Dude, no. I'm fucking
dude, what a godlike intro.
See, I love this shit.
It's just them having nightmares about straight ripping. Like, what the fuck? No, I'm sorry. That's a bad intro.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
also,
your duotage.
Yeah, this is your
what
duotage, and you're just like hyping the fuck out of these other teams.
No, that goes hard.
You're just getting screamed at by T-squared.
Girl in the bed with a neighbor jersey on? Fire.
No, I'm sorry. This is cringe as fuck.
So fire.
I love this shit.
Dude.
Meathead, is there anything better than a girl in the bed with a meathead jersey on? What the fuck?
That intro is fucking insane.
Do people make montages anymore?
No, people don't. No. People.
Did they make montages for like any game?
No,
really?
The soul of gaming has been ripped apart.
It's been lost.
I heard a little bit of
just
sound.
Just pause it. It's fine. We're good.
But yeah, I think there's a moment where like Hysteria like pulls up in a Camaro.
It's so cringe. I'm sorry.
I think his girl gets out. She's like sitting on the
first
hood.
5 minutes of the montage are just
there's
this shit.
There's
dude, it
no,
is
yeah,
the first
still
five
going.
Fucking minutes, dude. So that 5 minutes of clips at the end,
five
that was hilarious.
Minutes. 5 minutes
no,
of just
dude.
IRL. Oh, it's so good.
Oh my god.
Oh.
7:46.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah,
stop. It's the Camaro.
Stop, dude.
Oh, he's running.
Running through the water.
Dude,
oh,
I
it's
can't.
So good.
I can't keep watching this.
Neighbor was kind of jacked at one point.
I feel like he's always kind of has been in shape.
Yeah. Dude. Bro, this is literally a short film.
See, yeah. This is so bad. This is so bad. This is horrible.
Dude, I forgot about
this
all
this.
This
is the cringiest montage I've
now
ever fucking
sits,
seen.
Now they sit down
now
to play.
Now it's time to play.
Now it's time to game. This was back
just a
in
day
the
in the life.
This was really back in the day where we were like, you had to prove that you weren't a nerd, though. So that's
there
why
was,
they did that.
It was like a cool, like, I remember telling my friends, like, yo, I'm not going to be on. I'm playing, like, basketball in my neighborhood. And it was like cool.
What
like
was
I was
cool?
Like, I was like cool for like not coming home and playing immediately. Like I had to do some real shit.
Okay,
I
feel like
nerd.
That's a situation where you thought you were cool, but they were like, okay, Nick's faking like he's playing basketball.
No, I'm telling you, like there was a certain.
I'm dead, bro. That was insane to watch.
There was a certain like coolness to not be like to be really good, but like you're cool.
But like you're chilling.
Yeah. like you're really good at the game, but trust me, I have a fucking
No one said that, Nick.
I'm probably gonna retire. I don't even want to play this fucking shit. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Something about your career, Halo 5, Halo.
We were talking about the Ghost.
When did you
three.
Start playing? Yeah, when did you start playing competitively? Were you involved in Halo 2?
No. Like I said, Halo 1 and Halo 2 only split screen. I wanted to go to my first tournaments in like Halo 4, obviously. I was
Halo
really young.
4?
Yeah, I mean, I just loved Halo. I didn't care. But I went to my first tournament at H2A. I think it was 2015.
Damn.
PGL Indy, maybe? Yeah, 2015.
Who's
PGL
your team?
Indianapolis. Me, Floppy, Dodge Bullets, and Covent.
Oh,
shout out to those guys. Those guys are legends.
I don't know.
Dodge Bullets. I talked to him the other day. Literally, he would sit like this
while we were playing. Tournament.
Yeah. Like, we were on the main stage, and he had to sit on the end. Like, and then he asked for a second chair, and he's just like,
no way.
Because he played in his Lazy Boy. We practiced, he's in his Lazy Boy.
And what did y'all place?
Top 24? There's only 32 teams, though. Although we did play, we had to play EG, which was Lunchbox, Roy, Snipedown, and Lethal, round two.
When did you realize you were fucking good?
Before that.
Like, you knew you were good, but like you were still teaming with...
Well, there's people didn't really compete. H2A was completely broken. You had to quit your build every game.
Was it really annoying?
It was so annoying. Like, you couldn't get matchmaking games. It was broken. It was a really bad launch.
Quit the build.
Really, really bad launch.
I forgot about that. I forgot to be even saying quit the build.
I got Ninja Top 4.
I got Ninja Top 4.
Wait, scroll down. Let me see his first.
It doesn't have it.
Yeah, it doesn't have it.
EGL.
EGL 8.
What? That's not me.
Wait, I didn't go to
an EGL.
Covent.
You never went to an EGL?
Someone delete that. What?
It says EGL. PGL.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's like another penguin competing,
you
man.
You don't know Pinchy, Brumbot, Dream?
No.
Oh, wow.
I
didn't go to
an
event in 2014.
It says 2012.
I didn't go to an event in 2012.
What the fuck?
Nah, that's not right.
That's
what I'm
you.
Saying. There's another penguin. I had to change my tag.
It seems like you catapult.
Well, yeah.
Penguin, Floppy, Dodge Bullets, Covent, and then you get to the Contra, Rain.
Shout out to Rain.
You and pre-Dominator.
Shout out to Rain. He retired without saying a word.
He just dipped?
Yeah,
he said, I
talked to him a little bit. He said he could have got on a team, but he just like... He's only played 500 matchmaking games in like 2 years.
What's
just kind of lost
what
passion.
What happened? Has anyone talked to
Ola? Goated Halo player, though.
Anyone talked to Ola?
Dude, everyone's tried. Very few people have talked to him. I love Justin.
I've said this on stream. Like, Ola was never someone you talk to unless it's at an event or like a TON or like where... I always say TON, like everyone knows what it is, but it was this house where all the top pros or all the top Halo teams would go together and practice. Like, you would see him at an event or there. He's not in a Discord call. He's not in a Skype call. You're not playing him in matchmaking. Like, he's never been a tweeter.
Very in person.
Since retired. But then you would think in person, he's probably like quiet and reserved, but he's like not.
He's
a part of every conversation.
So
he's like
so
the star of the conversation.
Like, you could be the most random person. If you walk up to him at the right moment, he'll talk to you for 30, 40 minutes.
And it's so weird because it's like easy. Online personality is the complete opposite to where like he just fucking disappears.
One of those things, yeah.
You never teamed with him, did you?
Almost.
Wait, scroll
almost
down.
Almost teamed with them. I almost teamed with a Trippy, Lucid, and Ola
scroll
before the
more.
Game came out.
I want to see when your team started getting good. What was your first? Do you remember your first team where you were like, okay, this could be.
It was me, Swiftkill, Common Rain. Well, the first team of this could be like, that would be me, Rain, Stellar, and Eco.
Is Victory X still playing?
Same thing as Rain. Shout out to Victory X. He has still yet to announce his retirement. It's been.
Victory X?
It's been 6 years now. Shout out to Cam. We're not that bad. Love that guy.
Yeah, Victory X was funny.
We would do good. We're not that bad.
What were you placing?
Dude, I love Victory X because he would never shit talk. He would just say, like, get owned.
Just old school as fuck.
Yeah.
Get owned.
Isn't he the longest running pro?
He was definitely one. He might be. He was one of. He could have kept going. He was still good.
I think he played longer than
Needed. No passion.
Unless I like heard wrong, but I thought he played.
He played a long time.
I thought he played way longer.
Ninja and Victory X were playing in 2016.
Yeah, I got them top four. That's my team with Cam.
What was it like? Was Ninja already on his grind? No.
I started team with Ninja when he really got on that grind.
Like H1Z1? And people
would give him so much crap. But like, dude, there would be days where he wouldn't play it and he'd play it. I noticed no difference. I think I was his only proponent of, guys, I don't give a shit. Like, he can play as much of that as he wants as long as he keeps playing fine with me. So.
Do you like Ninja as a teammate?
I mean, yeah. I like Tyler.
I didn't want to start any drama or anything.
No.
Didn't want to get a clickbait title or
nothing. No.
The funniest story we
I
did.
I think if anything at that moment, I could have been a better teammate to everyone else around me.
Bro, I feel like that's my entire career. I was such a whiny fucking baby.
I mean, I wasn't even whiny. I should have been.
What was your detriment?
Not anymore.
I don't fucking know. I don't have a good vocab. What could you have been better as a teammate?
Voicing opinions, for sure.
What do you say?
Voicing opinions and telling people how to play more.
Telling people how to play
more?
Yeah,
for sure. You're young, whatever. You respect. It's like respecting your elder type thing. Yeah. Like, they've been doing it for years, so you kind of...
Yeah.
You kind of, like, give them, like, the right of way, whatever. Maybe I shouldn't have given people the right of way as much. Could have been more present. Should have watched more film, etc.
Dude, when people weren't watching VODs back then.
Well, Halo, they were. We've had theaters since Halo 3.
People would go to theater and watch.
Yeah,
like, you guys, bro, you would lose. Fucking team within the clutch. We would lose a game, and it's like, all right, let's all go to theater.
Theater since Halo 3, man.
Like, dude, it happened, man. Like, obviously, you're in some like.
It's good to find out the nuance of that.
Yeah, no, it definitely is good. In the clutch was a good teammate. He was like the
shout out to Wes.
It was so fucking weird. So weird how
gotta jump off with that man.
Like, I remember we dropped. It was me, Demon, Soviet. Do you remember a guy named Soviet?
Yeah, I remember Soviet.
Me, Demon, Soviet, and Cloud. And Soviet at the time was like known as like one of the best like slayers. Like, he was, people just thought he was like one of the most individually skilled players, is what they would call it.
Must do what the game says.
And then we drop him and pick up Clutch, who like people don't think is individually skilled. And we just like, we get like top. I think we got fifth, and then ended up winning the event. It's so crazy how it like
just be a good teammate.
Yeah, just being a good teammate. Which I want to ask, when I watch everyone's POV in Halo Infinite, I want to ask what it was like teaming with Eco, because I feel like he's like, there's something special about him, because when I watch his screen, he is not cracked at all. Like, he
seems...
You don't
have to be cracked.
You don't have to be, and I feel like he's mastered not being cracked, but still playing Halo Infinite how it should be. Like, I look at you, and I'm like... Penguin's fucking cracked. He's flying. He's not missing. He's like in their face. He's doing a flank here. Just blah, blah, blah. Like, I would rank you. I would say you are better than Eco. But I feel like other people in the scene that really know Eco would maybe disagree. Like, he just. What about Eco made? Because I feel like he's just. I wouldn't say slow. Would you consider him a slow player?
I think most people would. It just depends who you're teaming with, really. Like, what? when you're teaming with, you know, so I think that's part of the reason why they picked up Legend or whatever and maybe replaced me or whatever. When you're teaming with a lot of really fast people, if you can keep track of what they're doing, you can play slow off that and just help them excel. So maybe that's like what he does good. He just like helps fast players excel. You don't need to be cracked. Like, look at this. Like, this isn't cracked at all.
Do you feel like
they're
too
dead right now? He's just.
Are you cracked at this game?
When I need to be.
Are there people who are overly cracked that do you think need to slow the fuck down?
When I first started teaming with Bound, for sure.
Bound's a crackhead.
Like, he'll know he's going to die, but still just hit that G slide into the...
Well, he doesn't know if he's going to die, but he makes it so he's going to die sometimes. But he's come a long way from that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how
a
cracked
lot, he some
was.
People at the time. Bound for sure.
I feel like his sensitivity is like... Plays on 10-10.
I think part of that look FOV. Is the movement. Yeah, his FOV is really high too. I'm trying to think of other players who play extremely cracked. I probably shouldn't. I mean, it's just like a timing thing. I mean, maybe like a renegade cheating at times, played a little too cracked, but I think they've both gotten better and learned when to be and when not to be.
All right, let's get down to the real question. Let's get down to
the real question, why we all brought you here. Was Monsker cheating? We want to know.
Is Monsker Wally?
I think some people are just really comfortable in their chair. I think Chance just might be one of those. I also think he hasn't had the opportunity to team with some of the better players. So, like, people give him a lot of crap for his LAN performances and whatever. But, like, if you go look at it, I'm sure, like, all his teammates don't do as good. Like, it's probably not just him.
Yeah.
Fellow, it's like an experience thing. Fan,
but the only thing us. I'll say to that.
He did chow me for an over, and I got it. So, shout out to Chance Duncan.
Some of
a real one in 2024.
Some of his teammates have, like, gone on to be, like, a little more successful. Like, I think, like, Suppressed. Precisions on a decent team.
Well, I think that also has to do with how long they've been in the scene and their age, partially. Because Chance is older than me.
But they do, at the events,
I don't think he's cheating.
Yeah, I don't think he's cheating either. And it's kind of fucked up that people are like, seriously tarnishing his name.
Yeah,
like, he can't tweet, he can't
really?
Stream without bad? People just he just
he'll
gets
defend
harassed
himself
constantly.
And just get harassed. Yeah, I mean, it's because of the whole fucking H1Z1 thing.
H1Z1 thing.
Yeah,
just followed him forever. Like, you do it once and it just follows you forever. It does. Even if you're not doing it anymore. Even if you didn't do it in a tournament or whatever.
Yeah, he did it in a pub.
In pubs or whatever. Yeah.
Or just and bro, I ain't gonna lie. I've been almost wanting to download walls.
He's been
for
talking
God.
About downloading walls lately.
Just for fun.
Just
it's not
him.
Like I'm
just
gonna grind.
Just hit him. Punch him in the face.
Find a JTAG right now.
But no, I don't think Monster's cheating either. I do think some people. I think he has performance anxiety.
Like, yeah, which a lot of people do.
But it's weird because you would think he would be like dominating in scrims, but then like once the tourney starts, he plays worse against Optic. But it's like he fucking levels up when it comes tourney time versus Optic for top. Three or some shit
online,
and I don't know if y'all lost to him or not. Last I've just seen,
everyone lost to them in the first one. Yeah,
oh, they ended up winning, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Wait, who was it with SSG?
Yeah, yeah, instead of Legend, because Legend hadn't he wasn't in the US yet. So. Yeah,
but it is weird that
there are players like that. Shout out to Wanward.
Yeah,
not many people know who Wanward is. He was competing during a like KO3 MCC. Uh-huh. I went to one LAN with him. He definitely played better online.
Yeah.
He would win some of the online tournaments.
Monsker is just like, he's been doing it so long, you would think he would be comfortable. But I almost feel like...
It could be the pressure of that whole...
I felt like the longer I was in the scene, the more not relaxed I was. Like, you would think...
Like, it was the inverse for you? Like, the more tournaments you went to, the more anxiety
like
you had?
When my first event, Charlotte 07, I remember playing through open bracket, like, kicking my feet up, talking shit... And like I didn't give
maybe
a
that's
fuck.
Like a yeah.
And then but as I got better, expectations come, and like you know, other people are like looking at you, and you have to prove yourself because you got this chance on your team. And yeah, then like I feel sure. Like as time went on, I got more and more like sort of uncomfortable. And my point is, Chance has been competing for so long. Yeah. I just don't know how the fuck he hasn't. Just,
I don't know either, but yeah.
Because he's done so well. And apparently he was decent in Halo 5.
He was.
And
it took a game off me in Halo 5 online.
Respectable. And it's just like, how is he not fucking... I mean, we have an event. We have an event here in...
A couple weeks.
2 weeks or whatever.
Well, this is the year to turn it around.
So Chance is...
The year.
He has a chance.
Year 13.
Sorry.
Or how... Dude, he's been, I think, going to events since, like, 2010 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe it's his time.
He was pretty nuts at COD, too. He played a few online
He's a gamer,
he's a
for
good
sure.
Gamer.
He's a yeah. gamer.
He was good at Fortnite. He was good at H1Z1.
Oh, yeah. He was a pro in H1.
He won an event. The game happens. He cheated in. He won an event on LAN.
Imagine if all this cheating accusations was out, like, back then. They would have
I feel bad for him for sure. Like I'm sure if you watched anyone's POV in theater, there'd be moments where you're like, what the fuck? But also theater and Halo Infinite specifically really is kind of bad. It doesn't there's desync, right? And in theater that like, kind of won't be there. It'll kind of get rid of it when you're actually watching it happen in real time. So your screen that you're actually seeing when you're playing the game will be different than what theater shows. So
theater is weird.
There's some leeway. I know people posted more clips,
I can't believe
whatever.
The UI hasn't changed from Halo. Like, it's still, I'm, whenever I watch a match and it's like in the casting view or the,
oh yeah, spectator mode.
Spectator mode.
Spectator mode is kind of similar to theater
mode.
Dude,
like the
it'll
bar,
be off.
The bar for like where the score is so small.
They need to, whoever's casting, put on large text mode, please.
Large text mode?
There's large text mode that'll make all that stuff bigger and make it easier for the viewer to see.
Oh, my God.
They should just put that on, honestly.
Yes, please.
Because I agree. Like, a lot of people when the game came out played large text mode because you couldn't fucking see the score.
Yeah, dude.
People were like, wait, we lost? It's like, yeah, we fucking lost. Camo's up? Oh, my God. Yeah, camo's up.
Like, what is like, King of the Hill? Is that the one where it, like, ticks up? Or I guess Strongholds.
King of the Hills and Strongholds. Yeah,
like whenever I'm watching it, especially if I'm watching it on my phone, I'm like,
yeah, you're like 60%, 10%.
Especially if it's like close. Like, who is winning?
No, yeah, they should put on big text, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Louis V, put on big text, man, please.
How was, so we got the event in 2 weeks. You excited? How's the Switch been? I feel like your guys' backs are against the wall a little bit.
What do you mean? We have, like, the highest expectations, or
no? Like, you guys are what, fifth seed going into this event?
Yeah,
and it's like the team change happened. Are they going to be better? Are they going to be worse? Do you feel any, like, is it different being on Optic now? Like, do you hear more people in your ear or in your mentions?
No,
or anything like that?
No. I mean, even if I did, I don't really care. I mean, there's, you know. That's probably the longest stint I've had with four players. Honestly, that's the longest I've been on a team. That's the most muscle memory built. And everyone on Optic plays very different from everyone.
What's that transition been like?
It's like undoing that muscle memory of 2 years. So, like, you know, the first tournament, I probably looked like a fucking dog shitter. Like, I played horribly because I was just making assumptions that I would have to on my previous team that I don't have to make at all on this one. It's a lot of undoing that. We've been watching a lot of film, fixing a lot of stuff. We have our great moments and our kind of average bad moments, whatever. That last online tourney wasn't real. Matt would completely take the blame, honestly. He admitted he played like shit. Shout out to the card
it's
convention.
Weird, like, it'll show his...
The card convention.
Shout out to the card convention. He was waking up at 7:30 to go to that shit and then getting on to play like a match as
Matt
soon as
like
he got in the office.
Cracked on Pokemon cards right now. Like, cracked.
Yeah, he apologized for it. I respect it. He's been absolutely fucking locked in on these scrims, and we've been getting way better. So I'm looking forward to the tournament.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, whenever Matt goes robot mode for scrims, like, bro, I remember when he first joined the Optic team when they dropped Pistola. When he joined that team, they were like fucking robots.
They were like 100-0. Like,
they'd be up 9-0 map count, but like they're going hard as fuck. They want to. Like,
yeah,
Matt had so much to prove. And you think after this, I mean, he's admitted it before. I was trying to explain this earlier with the fucking Matt's explained this like when the alligator eats, he's complacent and say I'm gonna butcher it again. But he was basically
he wins, he gets complacent.
He wins, he gets complacent. So he doesn't. He loses
he just cruises,
that hunger.
Cruise control. Yeah.
He loses that fucking hunger.
Put off the gas.
And I feel like he lost it for COD. He came back to Halo, dominated. He was one of the best players. Helped Optic improve.
Is that kind of how you were in 09 too? Like, you win, then.
Complacent.
Win, and then I got
complacent for 10 years.
I got complacent forever.
I'm so sorry. I've been shitting on him the whole time.
That was enough for me. But yeah, no, I feel like Formal, he kind of goes through those waves.
I think this last online
tourney, hopefully, because it would show his POV, and I would tell my chat, I was like, I don't think, he might not even be playing bad. Like, his stats are bad, but if Formal says he's playing bad, then I believe he's playing bad.
Yeah, I mean, especially, well, I mean, a big part, obviously, of his
wake him up
of his like gameplay is hitting shots, right? Like, he's just a fucking shot hitter. It's like that day he like kind of just got on and it wasn't hitting shots, and then like, you know, we're seeing like,
but it's weird.
Matt's Nig 15, like, this isn't like him at all.
Yeah,
whatever. And then like, you know, we start head casing it. We tell him to just like play his life, and then he's playing it too much, and he should have just kept like suiciding. He just suiciding, aka making the right play. If you don't win the battle, whatever. I'd rather him go Nig 10, making just, the right play.
Yeah. It's just weird, like, because...
just an off day, honestly.
I was watching his POV, and, like, he wasn't missing to me.
Really?
Yeah. It was, like, maybe he wasn't, like, 100% accuracy, like, they're fucking used to.
It was just, I mean,
but
it's
there,
off,
there
it was
are, like,
day.
Little times where it's, like...
It's the micro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little micro shit. Well, good to hear that that lit a little bit of a fire under Matt's
ass. Oh, he's
ass.
Been fucking locked.
We'll see the Halo
He's been
team.
A menace in these scrims,
really?
Dude. Fucking menace.
Really? That's the best form.
He's been hating on people.
Who's... Oh, if he starts hating people, he's oh, yeah. he's back. He's
I just
so
mean his
back.
Gameplay. His gameplay is hating on people right now.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, man. We got the Halo team coming to us live in, what is it, like March 15th?
Yep, 15th.
Like 2 weeks. Here in Arlington at the Optic Esports Stadium. Ooh. I will not be, unfortunately, Scump canceled the watch party because there's CDL going on. But I'll be watch partying from home. And, yeah, man. Right I see potential for this team. I want you guys to win. Sense. We're all rooting for you.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shoot Vision that weekend, too.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, what? Shooting a Vision?
Yeah, I have a Vision that I have to do from the charity event, the off season. It was one of the
Are you
going to
get me for an interview?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So I'll probably be there shooting. You got to remember how to, but.
Well, all right. Dead Zone, aka Penguin, thanks so much for joining us.
Formerly.
We'll Penguin. See you at the event. I need everyone rooting for the Green Wall once again.
I mean, they're always there.
They're always there. You'll get to feel it on your side, I guess, for the first time.
I like
time.
Being booed. Can't be
well, if you, sorry, if I can boo you, something, you guys did something
Maybe
wrong.
We can come up with something special when Dead Zone comes out, everyone
just
boos hard as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like... But, all right. Thank you guys so much for watching. Dead Zone, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Meathead, play that outro music.